Support for On the Range Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Go to manscaped.com and use promo code OTR20 for 20% off and free worldwide shipping. Hello again, guys, and welcome to another episode of OTR's Vantage Point. I am your host, Mark Kelly, wherever you are. Thank you for making this part of your day. Today, we're going to talk about the original series on Amazon, Terminal List. But first, support for the entire OTR universe is brought to you by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, use the promo code OTR20. Save yourself 20% and get free worldwide shipping. We'll talk about more of them in the show. Also, do us a favor, guys. Swing by kellydefense.com and warhog.com. And make sure you sign up for our newsletters, email lists. I'm not going to inundate you with a bunch of stuff, but you're going to get a lot of good information about our training calendars, what we got new on the OTR universe, whether that be the Warhog Words of Wisdom or OTR Vantage Point, and the wildly popular On the Range podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Fence. Also, while you're there, sign up for the OTR Training On Demand. It's your one-stop shop for video training, the entire catalog is there for streaming and download. Ain't got time to get to the range? No problem. Go ahead and go to OTR Training On Demand, and there you can download or stream some training right in your house. Learn a little something. So, the Terminal List. Fantastic. It's definitely a thriller based on the series written by our friend Jack Carr, former Navy SEAL. Fabulous. Fabulous human being, just absolutely unbelievable. Great author, great storyteller. Now, the series is starring Chris Patten, and I'm going to talk about the cast a little bit later, but I want to talk about the story, and I'm not going to give you any spoilers here, so no problem. If you're planning on watching it, I've read several of the Terminal List books. I'm still working on the whole series up to date that Jack Carr wrote, and I got to tell you, his storytelling is phenomenal, and it is translates really well to screen. Sometimes you if you've read a book and then you go watch the movie and you're totally disappointed because, you know, the difference between telling a story in film than in the descriptive narrative of an author is not that easy, but they've done a great job. The production is unbelievable. It's really well done. And, you know, Jack being a former naval special warfare guy, I'm sure he had tons of input. He's also the kind of guy that would ask for help. How can I tell this story better? How can we help the production still tell the story better? But, you know, there were some things that had to be changed from the book to the screen. But, man, it really went well. And it is a riveting, just holds you into it, makes you wanting more and more. And I hope Amazon continues to roll with it and hit the entire series of books. Because if they don't, they're crazy. Because it is going to be a smash hit. You know, and it's nice just to see pure entertainment, just a damn good show. Not just military guys, not just men. This is a good story. A lot of struggle there. And Chris Pratt and the rest of the cast does a great job. But it's nice just to have good, solid entertainment with not a bunch of identity politics and all this other stuff that is just thrown into a movie because they're trying to push a narrative. This is just storytelling. And it is done very, very well. Couldn't put the books down. Couldn't put the books down and couldn't stop watching The Terminal List. I finished it. It came out on July 1st. Great release. You can go in there. You can binge it if you want. But, man, I hope they bring it back and they try to hit the rest of the series of the books because, man, it is just a great, great story. And you can really tell that the input from the military and how they thought the scenes would look. And it's not all military. That's the thing. This is a military guy put into a story, but there's not a lot of military stuff as far as, you know, battles and all this stuff. They use it for the story. Everything benefits the story and super impressed with it. Great, great series. You know, there's a reason why, you know, Top Gun goes out there and makes a ton of money because it's just a great story. Same with Terminal List. It's trying to be, Jack is out there trying to tell stories and write good thriller novels. He's not trying to push any kind of narrative. He's trying to entertain his audience and give the best product that he can. And he delivered. And Determinalist is great. I hope Amazon runs with it and keeps it up. I don't know what kind of pressure they're going to get because of the type of film it is. I know a lot of times Chris Pratt takes a lot of heat, but we're going to talk about him in a second. But the casting is really well put together and great choices on all the characters. Before we go any further, just want to remind you that support for On the Range podcast in this episode is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, and their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Now, that bundle, you can add things to it. Their boxer drawers are unbelievable. You can upcharge that a little bit and get several different pairs of the boxers along with the one that comes in the package. But you can join over 4 million men worldwide who have trusted Manscaped with this exclusive offer. No reason not to do it. You can use the promo code OTR20, get yourself 20% off and free worldwide shipping. That's right, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the promo code OTR20. So ladies, if you've been wanting your man to level up their below-the-waist grooming, there's no reason not to do it now. Save yourself 20% by going to manscaped.com and use the promo code OTR20. Now, Chris Pratt, he's a funny guy. He's got the superhero stuff going on with the galaxy stuff and the dinosaur stuff with the Jurassic Park. He was great in Parks and Rec, funny. But in the Determinalist, very dramatic role. Really showcases, and I got to be honest with you, a little surprised, but his range really showcases his range that he can cover a crazy amount of different emotions that he goes through. He does a fantastic job. And some of the other picks for the cast really had some good chemistry. I thought Taylor Kitsch, he plays a good character and they have a lot of interaction. And man, their chemistry was well. Also, Constance Wu played a journalist. And there's a couple big stars in here. You know, Janine Triplehorn's in there, and I thought she did a great job. And then also Nick Chinland. It's all about the story and everything he does. I don't think there was anything unnecessary in it. It just does, it does a good job and does the book justice. And I think Jack Carr has got to be super thrilled about it. Not only the performances of the cast, including especially Chris Pratt, but the way it was told as it relates to the novels. It's a great, great show, a great watch, a great read. I suggest you go out there and start reading them. You know, even if you want to go back after watching the show and you haven't read the Determinalist, go ahead and read it and then just keep rolling right through it. And like I said, I've read a couple of them. I'm almost done with the third book, and he's got a total of 6 out there right now. But yeah, what a great, great series. And I hope that Amazon sticks with it and covers all of his novels in the story of Lieutenant Commander James Reese, played by Chris Pratt. So tell me what you think about this, guys. Tell me what you think about the show if you've already watched it. And if you haven't and you do, send me a DM and tell me what you think. But make sure you do us a favor and you watch all the past episodes of On the Range podcast with Warhawk Tactical Kelly Defense. You can listen to them anywhere that audio podcasts are found. We're on Amazon Music. We're on Amazon Audibles. We're also on Apple and everywhere that you can find them. Now, if you want to watch video, if you're a video guy and you like these videos, you can go to Vimeo, you can go to Fire TV, you can go to Roku TV. You can also go to YouTube, Facebook, and you can go to our websites at warhawk.com and kellydefense.com and catch up on all of our past episodes. While you're at our websites, make sure you check out the OTR Training on Demand and check out the video training catalog. You can stream and direct download. And also while you're on the websites, make sure you check out the story of Duco and the In Honor of Duco project that Rick has put together, doing a lot of great things for canine handlers, retired canine military dogs, just a lot of great stuff going on there. And at the very least, do us a favor, make sure that you like and subscribe and share all these audio and video shows. Go out there, have a great day, and make sure you check out the Terminal List and tell us what you think. Be safe, guys.